This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
All righty, it is time now for the Eric Kendrick Show here on your home of the Cowboys, 105.3 The Fan, and a good afternoon, sir. How the heck are you doing here?
What's up?
Well, you know, we're getting excited. It's been a bit of a layoff. Everybody get rested up here with the extra couple days?
Yeah. It was kind of weird watching football on Sunday little bit. Obviously, get our bodies a little bit more of a break. That short week is always, you know, you try to get yourself mentally ready, but it, you know, when it's all said and done, it's pretty physical type of situation.
Now, speaking of watching football, we are seeing like a historic level of upsets. You never know what's going to happen any week in the NFL, do you?
Yeah, I mean, I don't really count them as upsets, really. You know, it's just kind of like, you know, any given Sunday. I know that, you know, everybody has favorites, and, you know, some teams may seem better on paper, but, you know, we all are grown men playing the sport. We all went to college. We're all the best at our position. A lot of schematics come into play, coaching, weather, you know, all types of factors. Sometimes you knock the ball out on the ground and it, you know, sometimes it takes a good bounce, sometimes it takes a bad bounce. So it's crazy.
Yeah, there's so much variance in there, and you're right there. I mean, the teams, there's so much parity. They're so evenly matched that, you know, so many things can sway the game one way or the other. Now, for you guys going in to face the Steelers, how do you like the idea of going to Pittsburgh? Do you have much history there?
Yeah, you know, I played there once, but I'm excited to play a night game there. You know, I think that, you know, when you think of Pittsburgh, you think of, like, you know, just classic football, hard-nosed. So, I'm excited. You know, I feel like the towels, you know, you know, everybody knows what's up. But
Yeah, good passion.
Yeah, it's cool.
It is those terrible towels, dude. I'm going to be in a sea of those. I'm traveling to the game with a couple buddies going as a fan. And,
yeah, let's try to stay. You know, I heard that you're going. Let's try to stay out of the jails they have there, the makeshift jails.
I got you.
Know, don't try to pick any fights with anybody. You know, just be a fly on the wall. You know, just be cool.
I'm going to be on my best behavior, Eric. I promise you. All right, don't worry.
He's wearing a 50 jersey, Eric, just to let you know.
Let's go.
I got you, bro.
Yeah, you have no problems with that, you know.
No, they're going to be too damn scared to mess with me when they see that Kendricks on the back. But I guess it's like, hey, low-hanging fruit. It's just the generic media question, but it is a very banged-up defense. I mean, you don't have Micah. You don't have DeMarcus Lawrence. So for you, I mean, what are some of the things, the changes? What can you share with us about the challenges for your defense right now and who needs to step up?
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's obviously who needs to step up, but, you know, I feel like we all kind of have to, you know, just going into week five, you know, it's like we know how we've been attacked thus far. You know, we know where our communication level needs to be. We know what checks we need to have. We know how to make adjustments during the game. You know what I mean? So, like, just from a whole defense standpoint, we have higher expectations of ourselves from the first games. So, like, you know, now we're missing these a couple few pieces, but it's like, you know, now other people have an opportunity to rise and rise to the occasion, especially on Sunday night. So this is one of my favorite kind of things about football. You know, it's like you see what people are made of.
Now, Wolchuk's favorite thing about football is the Cowboys. He is a Cowboys super fan, and he's willing to at least get in a strong argument to support them, right? But Eric, do you have a team? Is it a basketball team or a college team like UCLA? What gets your inner fan like excited?
I'm actually one of those weird people who don't really have a team. You know, I grew up in Fresno, California. All my friends growing up were Raiders fans, Niners fans, Charger fans, you know, all across the board. Got a bunch of Rams fans, you know, and then for the basketball, it was like, you know, I don't even know, Lakers, you know, no one was really a Clippers fan. No, people came Warriors fans late on the game, but
yeah,
I feel like it was just all over the place. You know, my family never really had a favorite team. Me and my brother are very similar in that aspect, but I definitely had favorite players. You know, I feel like I was a big running back fan, especially, you know, growing up. My dad played running back. I played running back, you know, elementary and things like that. So it was like I really like watching running backs as they played on Sundays.
But then for basketball, I mean, you were like 8 and 9 years old when Kobe and Shaq started dominating. That must have been, you know, pretty fun for you to – were you a Laker guy at all or a Shaq guy?
You know, I would like to claim that I was, but, you know, like I said, I had a bunch of family and friends who were Laker fans, so I was watching the games and everything. And obviously, you know, I was in tune with, like, SportsCenter and stuff like that. But, it wasn't like I had the jerseys. It wasn't like I had the, you know, the constant updates and this. I didn't have the stress, honestly. I didn't have the stress of like.
Sounds kind of nice, actually. Yeah.
You know, and it's crazy because when I graduated from UCLA, I was really invested into UCLA. And, you know, I mean, I'm still invested somewhat, but I would, you know, be glued to the TV and it was just so I never had a favorite team like that. So I wasn't used to, you know, my stress level just raising and lowering as I'm watching a sports game on TV. So, you know, I feel for people a little bit.
Hey, Eric, you say you were watching football this last weekend. I'm going to check you. You probably weren't. You were watching something on the Food Channel. What did you watch on the Food Channel? And then what did you prepare? I know there was something you were just dying, you and the missus were dying to do, and you had to do it this weekend. What'd you get done on the food side?
Actually, so I wasn't watching Food Network, but I was watching a lot of Cars, like, you know, the movie Cars. I've been watching those.
The Cars?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. All right.
You know, Pixar? It's like, yeah, you know, they have three movies, you know. It's, yeah. So
Lightning McQueen.
I actually held off on watching the movie until, you know, this phase of my life just for this reason, so I can just enjoy them that much more with my son.
Oh, cool.
But yeah, we where did we go? We went a couple places for restaurants. We had a little date night and
there you go.
Yeah, around town. We cooked a little bit. We just had some good me and her time.
There you go.
You know, relaxed a little bit. A lot of body work in between there, you know, it is still work time. But it was much needed.
Have you ever taken on Justin Fields before?
I have. I played, you know, I was in the division with him, so, you know, very familiar with Justin Fields and his abilities. Yeah, what do you want to know about him?
Well, I'm
everything, the whole book.
Like, just how different it is. He's a running quarterback, but the size factor, I mean, he's kind of, he's as big as a linebacker. You know?
Yeah, no, and the thing is, like, when he's running out of the pocket, he's really running to look downfield, you know. I mean, I know that we know of him as, you know, being a running quarterback, which he's, you know, a great athlete, but every time he escapes the pocket, you know, those are usually when his deep balls, you know, come out of, come out the backfield, you know, because he's looking downfield and he's really good at throwing the ball long distances. And I think that we know him for these big fat runs, and, you know, obviously he has crazy highlights. But yeah, you know, I mean, every time I played him when I was in Minnesota, it was kind of like, you know, you never know what to expect with him because, you know, it's big plays everywhere.
The Eric Kendricks Show here with you on the Fan. Okay, speaking of Minnesota, one of the topics for us and the fans, and, you know, maybe it's uncomfortable to talk about a teammate like this, but a lot of folks want to see Dalvin Cook get a shot there. What do you think of him in practice so far? Is he ready to go?
Dalvin Cook, you know, just speaking of my Minnesota days, you know, Dalvin Cook is just he was one of our best players, one of our leaders. You know, I've seen him countless times, you know, put the team on his back and, you know, play through, you know, injuries. Just a hard worker. Doesn't really say much. Humble guy. You know, when he speaks, you know, he commands people's attention. But yeah, you know, Dalvin's been, you know, he's been a great teammate. You know, he's been here for a couple weeks now, getting in good shape and practicing hard, working hard with us.
Hey, Eric, you guys did a really nice job, you know, the run defense the other night against the Giants. I mean, well played on your guys' part. When is it really more about the fits when you have to deal with, say, some of that, the RPO stuff or the read option stuff? Is it about fits? Is there some secret to playing against that style of offense that you have to have? You absolutely have to do this on defense in order to play against a team like that.
Yeah, I think it's a little bit of everything. You know, I think obviously your fits need to be on point, but with the RPO, with the read option, you know, yeah, their whole goal is that they have an extra guy than you do. So it's like not all the fits are going to be perfect.
Right.
So it requires you to, yes, this is my fit. Yeah, this is what I'm supposed to do. But at the end of the day, like, how is the offense going to try to attack me? How am I, as a defender, going to do my job and then get off a block and then make the play that, you know, is not necessarily supposed to be made but needs to be made? And I think that, you know, the first few weeks, you know, it was like we were getting different looks at it and then trying to hone in on our technique. And, you know, mm-hmm. we're going to get faced with a lot of that this week as well.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think that, you know, obviously the more reps we get, the more live reps in games, the more we know how people are going to attack us, you know, we can, you know, change things up, do things differently, maybe do things, you know, as an individual, as a player, that, you know, like you can't really coach, you know?
Sure.
Like instincts wise, that we have to take over, you know? It's like we're the ones that, in the white lines, we got to play.
How was it being at practice and all of a sudden you look over and there's a helicopter landing next to you?
I've never, you know, that was crazy to me. Crazy. I saw it from the distance and I was like, man, I wonder if that's going to, you know, get any closer.
I wonder if it's going to land on the field.
I wonder if it's going to hit, you know.
I wonder if I need to run.
does everybody just stop at that point and just start watching? And it's like, hey, guys, we're going to, like, 30-second break here. We're going to wait for this chopper to land.
I feel like everyone was, you know, that was my first time seeing it. So I feel like everybody was more used to it than me. So I'm, you know, once again, here I'm just the weirdo that's, you know, whoa, that's cool.
So
I feel like, you know, when things like that happen, I feel like I'm just like a 12-year-old boy, you know. It's just like,
yeah,
just the mechanics of things. Like, you know, I'm a car guy, so uh-huh. It's just like, man, this is a big machine. Like, yeah. Oh, man.
It is cool how smooth that thing is, too.
Oh, he'll give you a ride if you ask him, Eric. He'll give you a ride in that thing.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
So what was crazier, seeing that thing touch down or watching Brandon Aubrey actually miss a field goal?
Gosh. That's crazy. That didn't happen.
This dude's hitting bombs, though. Have you ever seen a kicker like this in all your days?
That didn't happen. Yeah. Not really, no. I mean, I've been with a lot of great kickers, but, I mean, yeah, it's you know, he's incredible.
Yeah. Do you ever get asked during these anonymous player polls? Like, do you ever get in the mix on these? Because I just saw another one from The Athletic. A bunch of players were asked a bunch of questions. I wasn't sure what that process was like.
What was the poll?
Well, they had a bunch of different questions. One of them was, what's your least favorite road trip to take in the NFL? And a bunch of cities were listed or places. Do you have a least favorite city to have to go on a road trip to?
Do they have any options? Give me the options.
Well, the number one was Green Bay.
Absolutely.
You don't like the Paper Valley Inn?
I mean, the people in Green Bay are awesome. You know, like the fan, I mean, like, you know, that was my division rival for how long, and like, I have nothing bad to say about.
Sure,
that I love playing in Lambeau. You know, it's an awesome stadium. It's an awesome venue.
Appleton,
the people are great. But those trips there, it's just kind of like, it's out of the way. You're taking long bus rides. You know, the food isn't, you know, as you know, as you go to other cities, you're like, oh, I'm gonna go eat here. You know, right. Before the game, it's like just less. You know, less. I mean, I guess you're there for a reason. You know, it's business, but at the same time. You know, I think that's why it comes into play.
Buffalo was number two, by the way. I don't know.
Yeah, you know, support. I played there as well. I mean, Buffalo's cool.
But Pittsburgh was one of the top votes, and obviously you guys will be there this weekend. One anonymous player was quoted as saying of Pittsburgh being his least favorite because it smells like urine in their locker room.
Oh.
That's verbatim.
I don't, you know, I haven't been there in a while, so I'll report back to you guys next week on that.
Well, please do. By the way, I peed my pants last week right here on the show in your honor as a bet payoff. We called it the Eric Kendricks.
Great.
You'll do that from time to time.
Did you just keep working?
Yeah, just powered right through, man. It was awesome. But it's warm at first. There's kind of like a soothing feeling. And then 10 minutes later, you're shivering because you're so cold.
Yeah.
You know, so that was the problem.
It's like icy hot.
Yeah, very much so. Give him hell, man. We'll be pulling for you.
I appreciate it. Take it easy, guys.
There he goes. Cowboys linebacker Eric Kendricks every Thursday with you here on your home of the Cowboys, 105.3 The Fan. Okay, we'll step aside. We'll come back. Maybe take a look at the headlines. Expressways now just 20 minutes away, and we're back with it here in the Jeep Bag Nation.